This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Just kidding. That was a little... For those of you watching, I try to pretend that I was drinking poison.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of as like a secondary goof to the theme song.
Right. A joke on not. A joke. A joke in a joke.
It's just my coconut water. Actually, let's start with unsolicited advice. Harmless Harvest, my favorite coconut water. And I've tried a lot of them.
Cool.
It's expensive, to be sure. But one a week won't set you back that much.
For me, I think coconut water tastes like ass. I think it tastes like water that somebody jizzed in.
I think the taste
is bad. It's only enjoyable when it's absolutely freezing, which basically means it's only enjoyable when you can't taste it. It's essentially the same as vodka.
Yeah.
I think coconut water is
for
posers,
we know what
is
you
for
think.
Losers. And I think anybody who says they like it is lying because it's actually unlikable. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Segments.
Wow. Do you like coconut flavor anything? You just don't like coconuts.
I love coconut. I love coconut.
I will put a straw in a fucking nut right now. By the way, that's probably the jizz water you're tasting. You haven't had coconut water yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I come in glasses instead of socks.
Yes, this is Segmania, a.k.a. Segments, a.k.a. Segmentation.
Mm-hmm.
The only segmented podcast on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Okay, what do we got today?
We've got plenty of segments to get to. I believe the first thing we're doing is a 50-like tweet for $1,000.
Yeah, we did that. Well, not for $1,000, but we did it really early on, the 50-like tweet. And ever since then, whenever I tweet something weird, somebody's like, yep, they're doing another weird 50-like tweet game. I'm like, nah, that's just me saying a weird thing. It's not all a 50-like tweet game. That being said, this one will be another 50-like tweet game.
Yep. Okay. So let's think about what the tweet would be.
Okay, I'll tell you one that I tweeted recently that got over 100, just to put you in the mode of what does well on my account. Because again, we don't use your account, we use mine. Unless you want to use yours, but here we are.
Yeah.
My last 100-like tweet said, yeah, I use social media less, like every single second. Basically, less is an acronym for that.
Right, I see. I saw that one, actually. So yeah, that's kind of like...
That's the wheelhouse.
It's okay. It's interesting. It's commenting on our society.
Correct.
Okay, which makes me... I think the leaping off point that I want to use is Only a millennial like me can actually kill a cactus. And then
that was you had that ready to go.
No, but then that's no. I just looked at a cactus in my office.
Got it. We'll call that your first draft.
Right. Well, that's the leap. Right. So that's like the vibe. It's like, you know, a millennial says like, only I could kill a cactus. Right.
That's right.
So what's the joke from that? Only a millennial like me could kill a cactus. I mean, all I did was. Put my spum.
Yeah, in. Yeah. I think you're just okay. In like a very.
Yeah, I'm in a blue mood. Yeah, exactly. I've talked about cum a lot.
Yes, okay. A lot.
How about this? You in when you're in the desert, you can.
Are you seeing my screen right now?
Yeah, I can see this now. Okay. Yeah. All right. Remember, like PSA, when you're lost in the desert, you can break apart a cactus for sustenance.
That's a nothing burger, of course.
Yeah. Then you write, yeah, or you can call an Uber. have fun at Coachella, kids.
Okay. Posted. So let's see how this one does. Nothing yet, but it's still early. It's still very early.
I mean, this game is basically like it's some money to me, but really it's more embarrassing to you, right?
Yeah.
Like you have
it's like
have
you're
this,
paying $50 to shame me.
Right. Okay. How about the married my best friend this weekend? And then it's a photo of you and Luke, and then parentheses, Avital and I were divorced in November.
I don't think I want to do that. I don't think I want to say that.
You don't
want to
do that because it'll get a thousand. Yeah, it'll get a thousand likes. Yeah. That's why.
You're trying to back your way into a cute dog photo and then say that was the tweet. No, I'm going to put a weird stipulation and say text only tweet.
Text only? Oh, yeah. Fuck me. I really was going to try to get it. The dog photo would really help me a lot.
Of course.
Okay.
What about another acronym?
How insane is it that two of my uncles were in the Lemon Party photo? That's it. That's the tweet.
It's pretty good. And then should I write, that's it, that's the tweet?
Sure.
My uncles were in the Lemon Party photo. That's it, that's the tweet or not?
That's it, that's the tweet. Okay.
I think this one has legs for sure.
This one, yeah, you think so?
Yeah, this is going to be a 50-liker.
Will you... If it gets to 25 before our last segment, will you let me do an ad tweet and say, the other guy is my aunt?
My other car is my aunt.
Okay, yeah, let's go for it. Let's see
what
happens.
Doing three lines. How insane is it that two of my uncles were in the Lemon Party photo? Question mark, that's period?
No, I like the period.
That's it, that's period. It.
That's
and then another
the tweet,
line break.
Question
that's
mark.
The tweet.
That's question the tweet, question mark.
That's it? That's the tweet? This might be a joke on a joke. You have to decide whether this is additive or not.
Yeah, I think that's it, period. That's the tweet, period. Better than that's it, that's the tweet.
Can I make a recommendation to change it to Z? Yeah.
Is that's what people are calling it now?
No, they're not. For a week, people thought they were when Twitter got changed to X that tweets would be called Zeets. I don't really know how that started, but yeah. What about that's it? That's the Zeet.
I'm worried that like you making that ad makes a little too inside baseball, but at the same time, this is for people who are inside baseball who like that like social media less thing.
Yes, exactly.
But it is. I think that's it. That's the tweet. I think I have to win or lose this on my own.
Okay,
not the Z. You change that.
So am I changing Z to tweet?
Yeah, that's it. That's the tweet. Because they didn't change it, right?
Yeah.
Is tweet capital like that?
I think so, yeah, because it's a okay. proper noun. I mean, Lemon Party is an old reference, but I would have to assume people get it.
I think so. I hope so. And I mean, if that for that reason alone, it's like the Lemon Party and the Zeet.
And for those of you who don't know, the Lemon Party photo is three old... Yes, is it Asian men blowing each other in a triangle?
I don't know if they're Asian. I just remember it's three old men blowing each other in a circle. It's yeah. kind of like a 69 with a third guy.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It's actually pretty hot, all things considered. I mean,
yeah.
My aunt was Tub Girl. And my and cousin me, did I'm the goatee. Yeah. And Gautier was Gautier.
You know something I really don't enjoy is that every single publication still says Twitter or X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, we're still in that gray area.
Yeah, I'm just so it's so annoying. I guess I probably would not know what they were talking about if they didn't say formerly Twitter. I think the better thing to do would just be to not call it X.
Yeah, just say Twitter still.
Just keep on saying Twitter. It seems like just their logo changed, really.
Yeah. Everything else is exactly the same. Okay, am I posting this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, post.
Okay, posting.
Wow, it's and viral. You can see
it. So far, I just posted it, so it doesn't have any engagements or likes.
Okay.
I think we'll know in a few seconds or a minute how it's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if we're getting shadow banned.
Yeah, they could see the Lemon Party and show, oh, we got a like. We absolutely got one. Yeah, that was fast.
That's good pace out the gate. Oh shit, we didn't put any cash on it. Well, let's just run back the same amount as last time. What was it last time?
I think it was 80? No, 50? I don't know.
All right. Well,
I think it was like 40 and then you did a double or nothing or something. Let's say $50.
That's awesome.
$1 per like.
Oh, that's interesting. $1 per like in a 24-hour window.
Yeah. I will say we're still stuck at one.
Yeah, that's
would have been obviously nice to see like 2, 3, 5 or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm still riding.
Wow,
the
it jumped
look
to
at
four.
That. That's
jumped
exactly what four. I was about to say.
Yeah,
that like next time it goes up, it's not going to be like to 2. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say 5. I would have liked 5, but that's actually really encouraging to see. That's
actually and we are
really
getting early numbers. Remember,
yes,
just. Please, if you're in line, continue to vote. And this
Go
is
back.
Worldwide.
Your polling place is still open.
And it is 12:19 p.m. Pacific, so we are getting that UK. Oh, we're up to 6.
There's 6. That's up by
it's
2.
It's trending well, but not trending on Twitter.
Would you think all of the guys in the Lemon Party photo are now dead?
They
just
have
left purely from old age?
They were, That was a 20-year-old photo. They all looked like they were in their 90s.
Mm-hmm. Not 90s.
80s at least. Oh, 7. We got a reply from my friend David Pressman. Oh, that's sweet. They're having fun. That's good. What if he gets 50?
So he knew it was us.
Yeah. He didn't know it was us, but I think he thought I was joking.
Oh,
but
that's
like I'm
sweet.
Literally
they're
not
like the
joking.
Uncles are having fun. I thought he was saying me and you were having fun calling us out for playing this game.
Yeah.
That'd be really good though.
Okay. Let's take a pause and see how it's doing. By the beginning / end of the next few segments.
Yeah.
Losers. All right, we're back. Yeah. We're at 10 likes. I don't know what else to say. It's doing well.
That's a blazing hot start.
Yeah,
that is
much, much better than your last. Do you remember what the last one was?
It was like, I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is circumcised.
Yeah, that one was like that one was a stretch, but I don't think we got to 10 this quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think, you know, that one has actually aged really well.
Yeah,
people
now that people
are still
knew
talking
that.
About
yeah,
it.
I left it up and a lot of people are retroactively liking it.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
Ooh, we're getting 3 replies too. Great tweet. That's, keep up the good work. Proud of you. Wow. People are really
awesome.
Liking it.
They like it. That's 3. Yeah. That's 3 quote tweets or no, that's just replies.
3 replies. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that retweet. I really need that RX.
Yeah, signal boost.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine getting a re-zeet this early?
Do you think, am I allowed to retweet it? Did we say this last time? I was not allowed to, right?
When it was doing really poorly, I let you re-zeet just for an extra boost at the end. But this one might not need it.
Okay, 13. Wow. I might re-zeet.
Yeah. Okay, so the next segment is something we're taking from a TikTok account that I found. Let's not give them credit, but basically it's called the Guessing Scale Game. No, we'll give them credit, fine.
Right.
Two funny dudes. It's the FRDI show or the just FRDI?
Yes, the FRDI show.
Okay, great. Two funny dudes on TikTok. They play this game called the Guessing Scale. I'm like, oh, this will be perfect for us to take and use for a segment. They basically, it's like a hot and cold style game, but the hottest is 100 out of 100. The coldest is 0 out of 100. One person thinks of an object and the other one just guesses what it is. And then you rank how close I am on my guesses.
Okay.
So, for example, I'll think of an object right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to guess what it is, and I tell you how close you are on a scale of 0 through 100. It was kind of like that Semantle game, if you remember playing that.
Semantle. It sounds familiar.
It was like semantic Wordle. It was basically trying to urge you to guess the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're thinking of something?
I am thinking of something, yes.
Ceiling fan.
So I would say that's 3 out of 100 in closeness.
Okay. A cucumber.
5 out of 100.
Okay. Basketball.
80 out of 100.
Okay. Football.
80 out of 100.
Baseball.
90 out of 100.
Okay. And what did I just say? I said baseball?
Yeah.
Cleats.
90.
Baseball bat.
Ooh, 95 out of 100.
Baseball mitt.
92 out of 100.
What was 95? The bat?
Yeah.
Baseball hat.
92.
Baseball gloves.
92, yeah. You're close, but bat is closer.
Bat. Okay. So cricket bat.
80.
Tennis racket.
70.
All right. So it's got to be baseball. Is it baseball?
Well, the bat is the closest.
Right. Okay. So it's golf club.
70 out of 100.
Bat being the closest. It's a club.
It's baseball bat related.
It's baseball bat tape, tar.
94, 93.
Wood.
20 out of 100.
Baseball bat related. That's not a baseball bat.
Think of something you can't hold.
Something you can't hold.
Something that just is. Yeah. Something you can see but can't hold.
That's related to a baseball bat?
That's right.
Something, a baseball stadium?
95, yeah, close. It involves those two things.
Home run.
Yes, 100, all right. Da-da-da-da, good job.
I thought it had to be an object or a noun.
It's a thing, yeah. A home run is a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Home run is a thing.
Not necessarily a thing you can hold.
I thought it had to be an object. Okay, yeah. Okay. Got it.
By the way, you're at 23 likes right now, so you are just rounding second base to continue the metaphor.
That's amazing. Amazing. Thank you, everybody. I just want to say thank you out there to the lovers and the haters who made this tweet go viral, because it only goes viral when it's controversial, when it's people talking about it. So if you loved it or you hated it, I want to say thank you very much.
Okay, you think of a noun. I'll try to guess it.
Okay, let me try to think of something that's unrelated to baseball or cum, which is the other thing that's been on my mind.
A lot lately.
Of late. Okay. Hold on. I've got it.
Larry Bird.
Two.
A cucumber.
30.
Pizza sauce.
35.
Holy shit, I think I know it. Water.
Back to 30, I think.
I see. Okay. An acai bowl.
45.
Oh, closer. A pomegranate.
35.
Peanut butter.
45.
I'm still not over 50. It might not even be a food. A blender.
2.
Hummus.
30.
Jesus. I'm starting to think it's not pureed food at all. A jar.
2.
Wow. It's not even a jar.
How could it not be a jar?
There's no
way. I was
looking
at your eyes and I saw a jar.
A watermelon seed.
5.
Oh, interesting. So the closest thing so far has been an acai bowl, right?
That's right.
Granola?
46.
A little closer. A bagel.
Oh, now we're talking. I think 80.
Oh, holy smokes. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
75.
Hmm. A slice of pizza.
78.
A slice of bread.
90.
Wow. A slice of toast.
90.
Okay, okay. Grilled cheese sandwich? Yeah.
89.
A little further. Wow, a slice. A cracker. A wheat thin cracker. Who says no to that?
I think 80.
What?
Going the wrong direction. For sure.
A toast is the closest at 90.
A toast is close. A toast is close.
A toast to the host with a closed. Me. Burnt bread. Matzah.
75, 80.
Not that close. Tortilla chip.
Don't think about the toasting of it, because you were as close when you had a slice of bread.
Of bread, that's
think
right.
About the bread of it all.
Okay. You know, tortilla chip.
75.
Interesting. Dough.
70.
Flour.
50.
Butter.
No, that's 85.
Okay, so bread is still the closest. Butter is the second. Bread and toast and butter a little further behind. A slice of gum?
60.
Not it. Wow. Not so a slice is not part of the whole joy. It's really about the bread of it all.
It's all about the bread.
What about an English muffin?
91.
A little closer.
Actually, I'll say 95. I'll say 95.
A biscuit.
95. 96.
What if a biscuit was 2? Okay, I'm getting close with a circular slice of bread. Not a biscuit. Not a muffin. What about just a muffin?
90.
Interesting. It's definitely carby. It's definitely carby. And I want to say it's a bread carb of sorts. Rice?
70.
Further away.
For sure further away.
You've a got slice bread. Of You've bread that's butter. Not bread, muffin, or toast. Or a biscuit. God.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
No, I'll give it away.
Okay. A graham cracker.
70.
Interesting.
English muffin. Biscuit.
Yeah.
Toast.
Yes. These are sides.
Think about a continental breakfast.
Yeah. Cereal? A bowl of cereal?
69.
Yes. And I would like the 69 a bowl.
Lemon party style.
Me, Captain Crunch, and Sunny. I'm a bowl of oatmeal.
70.
A continental breakfast bread. A waffle.
88.
Pancake?
86.
go fuck yourself then. Actually, go fuck yourself, because you told me to think of something, and then I did, and then you just did it to embarrass me.
That's right. I haven't been thinking of anything.
I've been thinking about
the answer was nothing. The answer was nothing. That's why I was basically thinking of a bagel.
A home run.
I'll give you a hint.
Circular bread.
I eat one essentially every day.
A banana?
60. You know this about me. I'm floored.
You eat this bread, a power bar?
75.
You eat this every day for breakfast?
I used to, for sure, for several years. For many years.
Oh, I see. A croissant.
A croissant.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. That's good, yeah. I should have thought of that when biscuit was English.
You don't feel close. Right. You don't feel duped by that. I feel like I did the correct number assigning, right?
Yeah, I was just blank. I reached an impasse and I couldn't figure it out. We're at 30 likes for the tweet.
Wow, 30. That's really nice. That's
it's good,
really
but it's
nice.
Still 20 away.
That's true, but I feel like it's reached a tipping point.
And
for sure.
I think that's our time. We're doing a pretty short episode
today. What
are you
talking about?
Two
Why?
Segmentos.
I owe you $50 then?
And yeah, I did get croissant. I actually did get croissant.
I actually said croissant.
Really early on.
I used to play a game that was just called, it was, I guess it's like similar to 20 questions, but we used to play a game just called I'm Thinking of Something, and you could just think of anything in the world and everybody had to ask you questions till you could get it. And
was it only yes or no questions?
It was only yes or no questions. It was insanely infuriating. We used to play it on like really long car rides.
Yeah.
Just think of like the most absolutely obscure thing. You just keep on asking questions.
I wonder if games like that are going away because of cell phones. Like or are we just old now? But like are 6-year-olds just like, all right, we have to come up with a game to pass the time.
No way. Yeah. I would imagine that car rides now are like kid has the iPad. Mom and dad are listening to a podcast at the front. You can go on a 6-hour car ride and not say a word to each other.
God, how awesome is that? I used to play like, Ghost.
Yeah.
Remember the game Ghost?
I'm definitely romanticizing like the long car rides and playing those games with my siblings. But also, you had to come up with those games out of like sheer boredom because the car rides were agony.
Yeah.
So now that they're not agony, that seems like an improvement.
Did you ever have like a rich friend that had the van with like TVs in it? And everyone's like, holy shit, there's a fucking TV in this car.
Yeah, I think I didn't have a friend that had a TV in their car, but I did have a friend that had a portable DVD player. And that was like just as good because actually you could watch the DVDs in your room as well. Unreal.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Absolutely unreal. Yeah. Right. I remember getting a laptop and being like, holy shit, it plays DVDs. I could
just slide the DVD
stuff in. Yeah.
That's what amazing. Region? I don't know. I've never been asked that before. I didn't know what region this DVD is for. I can only change the region 3 times before the DVD player self-combusts.
Mm, yeah, that's a risk. How's my tweet doing?
32. Let's take a break. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other. And then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
no,
kind of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Assholes.
All right, what do we got for the next seg?
Okay, so I've enjoyed going back and checking out old Jake and Amir's on on the new show. And I had the idea, well, actually, I guess I had the memory that a long time ago, you and I had like a list. It was, I think it was like 100 emails long of Jake and Amir ideas. That was how we would kind of like consolidate all of our thoughts for episodes. We basically,
yeah, we would Gmail each other back and forth.
Right. And for a long time, we Gmailed each other on this thread. So it looks like the first email came from me April 16th, 2011. So that's what, 13 years ago?
Yeah. This idea thread had a bar mitzvah the other day.
Incredible. Mazel. I said, maybe we can use this. So yeah, I say, maybe we can use this for ideas while I'm in LA. So I think I was moving to LA.
Yep.
The three ideas I sent are breaking your collarbone, devastated about the Hoobastank tour, marking Karen. And then I say, I feel like there's more that I'm forgetting. You respond saying practical Jake to other people in the office. I guess that's instead of practical joke.
Like, oh, you were the victim of a practical Jake.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever used that. I don't know if we ever used breaking your collarbone or the Hoobastank. Marking Karen, we did, unless this idea thread is like us doing a sequel, which actually I think we might have also done.
A sequel. Yeah, Mark and Karen is the one who's like, I have 3 tons of wet elephant meat.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know whether what to call those characters. Well, all we had was the character names, but we don't know if this idea predates that video.
Right, exactly.
So I would say most of these didn't get made.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, you just rattled off 4 and we've only used maybe one of them.
Okay. You say April 25th, we should go paintballing in an ep. It writes itself.
That would be a good episode, but we didn't have money or effort to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's one that we did use. April 28th, I email you prom.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we needed to hear. Me in a tux. 5 minutes later, the episode had been written.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see if I can find one that has like a little more back and forth.
A fleshing out of an idea that we did use.
UTP someone's desk with used toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
I sent that to you. And we did do that one.
It's pudding and shit.
Okay, here we go. I guess this is an idea. Oh, you know what I think you did here? I think you copy and pasted a GChat to me.
Okay.
All right. So find headbutt, the headbutt idea where you feel shame. It's your first email right below.
Okay.
Okay. So here,
this
I'll
is
read
us
my part.
Right, doing a GChat of the video.
Yeah. I think this is us just like coming up with a random idea, and then you emailed the transcript of that chat to the thread to get us started on the dialogue.
And we did not shoot this.
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
But let's see. So, all right. I say, hey, dude, my dad is pissed at us. I didn't do anything. Like it or not, you're involved. I needed two names on the paper to start my tobacco business, and I don't have a real address, so we use yours. Stop saying we. We're in trouble. Okay, so I'm writing all of those lines to you. That's me and you saying it.
And I say, that's funny. And I go back into character. So why is your dad pissed? Mostly about giraffe rentals you made. The story gets longer and you get more and more implicated.
Ha 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 ha, I say. He's pissed. And then I'm giving your line. He's pissed at you right now, but he's pissed at me for standing up for you.
Actually, I haven't. Oh, no, that's me. Actually, I haven't done it yet because he gets furious and I don't want that wrath.
Right. So he's pissed at me. I'll talk to him. And then you would say, but I mean, he does have a point. And then I yell, I don't even know what's going on.
We shot this?
Yeah. This is an episode where I'm like, I think you say your dad is pissed at us for the giraffe thing. This is the one that ends with like a delivery man yelling at us in Mandarin, holding up a duck.
Yeah. He's mad at you for the duck thing.
Yes, exactly.
And then a month later, you just replied, say, you show up to work in a hospital gown. You walked out during a surgery.
That's solid. I feel like we used that at some point.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess not during a surgery. We had you come in with like botched nose surgery, I think.
Oh, that's great.
In a hospital gown would actually be pretty good. there's an idea here where you say, I get jury duty and you're the one on trial. That also would have been very funny.
Does anyone know this man? Here's one. I'm planking somewhere dangerous and get hurt.
I feel like we might have added that to like a long story one. You tried to plank on the subway.
Well, you did say that. You said you plank and get trampled by people on a crosswalk. And then you said also golfing and you keep farting. That was your bright idea. So what if we go golfing?
All of these could work.
And you keep farting. I feel like we've been doing on our Patreon, like writing episodes. Like we wrote a Thanksgiving scroll. We wrote Jake and Amir Christmas party, new episodes. Yeah. We should do this as a segment. It's like choosing one of these ideas and then
trying to write it,
make an episode out of it. Yeah. IRL.
Okay. All right. Let's try to find one we didn't write. I think here's one where you find out tipping isn't mandatory. We did write that one.
Yeah. I start a food blog and the recipes give everybody food poisoning.
That's pretty perfect.
Like I come into work and nobody's there. Ah, wow. Quiet today.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got Giardia last week.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. Everybody that tried your new recipe has Giardia.
Is that so? Which one? The one for waffles or the chicken blood tahini?
It probably wouldn't matter because the one for waffles actually has chicken guts uncooked in it as well.
Yeah,
I don't know why both of your
recipes
has uncooked. Yeah.
Medium rare, butter, biscuits, a pinch of salt, a pinch
of
Giardia. You take a shit and don't wash your hands. You have pink eye, by the way.
That's not pink eye. That's au jus.
I guess the real question is how you convinced everybody to do this recipe. Well, the pictures looked really good, actually.
Yeah, you would have had to have like a pseudonym. You had a pen name.
Yeah. Or I invited everybody over for a cooking class. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I had a cooking class yesterday. Now everyone is not at work today.
I guess everybody decided to be an amateur chef.
No, a lot of people are in the hospital and the ones that are not are fucking hunched over a toilet right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me... I guess I shouldn't wear this anymore. You open your jacket, there's a shit-stained apron. Is that what you cooked in?
The next idea in here kind of works for this is I say, Jake has the stomach flu and I come over to your house and pretend like you're just depressed. All right, get up. I lift you out of bed and you puke down my back. Whoa, you got to change your attitude.
Let's seize today by the horns. Opening up the window, I have a splitting migraine. Ah! I'm not letting you mope anymore.
I got to get you out of this funk.
I'm chilled to the bone.
You're shaking to have anxiety or something. I think I'm dead, man.
Because of you.
I'm dead. I mean, this is just a treasure trove of ideas that we may or may not have ever used.
Yeah.
You come into work excited, you say, and you told me Jon Stewart was on the subway. And as we're talking, there's a news story on the radio that Jon Stewart was attacked on the subway.
Okay, here's one you G-chatted to me. I just started laughing at myself in the elevator thinking of this, Jake and Amir. We're at a Starbucks and I'm trying to order a Jack and Diet.
we did share
this one too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one where I'm hitting on the lady and then I get down and break dance and hit my head really hard.
You say two Jack and Diets and what do you want? Vodka Cran? I say it's 9 a.m. Come on, man. You asked me to meet you here for a breakfast meeting. Then you say two Jack and Diets and a 9 a.m. because I say it's 9 a.m. Do we use that joke in the video?
Probably.
That's really funny. What do you want? Vodka Cran? It's 9 a.m. All right. Two Jack and Diets and a 9 a.m. Like you think it's a cocktail.
Just Grey Goose and espresso.
Then you order, can I get an oatmeal then for this princess? Two Jack and Diets and a red eye.
You and this is another pitch you have. You and somebody having a really serious conversation. I walk into the room and you guys stop talking. I'm holding a 2-liter bottle of soda and I start opening it a little and you hear the noise leak for 30 seconds.
We never shot this. I loved this idea.
Oh, I think that's like the moment of silence, the same idea of like me eating chips while everyone is completely quiet. I open the bottle, it just sprays everywhere for a minute.
Wow, here's a snapshot in time. You send me an idea for Economic Crisis Part 2 in 2011. and I say, great call. It turns out in the end, I understand it less than you do.
What was that crisis? I already forget.
So do I. And then there's a joke about you being a member of the Tea Party, which is another snapshot. And it does make sense because eventually you've come out for Trump.
Yeah, at one point you say you should come in having been at Occupy Wall Street, and I think you're protesting with them, but it turns out you were pepper spraying protesters and telling them to get a job. So I kind of have always had conservative leanings on the show. Whatever happened to Occupy Wall Street?
They're still there, yeah.
All right. I mean, this is a treasure trove. We can come back to it and keep writing. But we did write a few new episodes on our Patreon. So if you want to listen/watch us come up with episodes on the fly.
That's true.
Patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
Oh, here's one that we did use. I love how sad it is to eat at TGI Fridays alone and try to request a birthday clap. That can be our location. They start clapping and you get excited, but it's for someone else.
Wow, that's really good. I know we used the birthday clap. Oh, and it was for someone else, right? You watch them, you say, it's also my birthday. She says, happy birthday. Like, well, you sang for the other table, right?
Yeah, he's 4. And Dan. My name is Daryl. And I'm adopted.
I'm adopted. Yeah, that's like, it's such a long, they do a whole song and they're like, roll. They sing your whole birthday song and then they say roll call and all of them, the wait staff introduce themselves. Can we watch that real quick? Let's watch it real quick. We already watched it on Patreon. I have to see it. I think it's called Jake and Amir Waitress.
All right, pulling it up. You want to watch the whole episode?
Fuck it, why not? How's my tweet doing?
Kind of stalled out at 36.
36. All right. Yeah. Well, it's definitely watch the whole entire episode.
Maybe you can retweet while we watch. See if you get it over the finish line.
Okay. That's a good idea. But let me log into X, formerly Twitter.
You need 14 more likes in the next, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. So there's 37.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Oh, you just unliked it. It's down to 32.
No, I didn't. No way. No.
They knew that I was gaming the system, so it's suppressing it. Oh, wow. Somebody said, great tweet. Hello, segments. So they sniffed it out.
And they still liked it.
Did you retweet? Oh, we got one retweet. It's you.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here's Jake and Amir, waitress.
Oh, you said my name wrong, so your mom doesn't know about us.
What?
Great start.
Hey.
Making a weird face.
Just wanted to check in on the status of my meal. I ordered it, and now I'm feeling lonely and horny without it.
Yep. Chicken fried nuggets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Medium rare. And a martini. I just took your order less than 30 seconds ago, so it's going to be about 15 minutes.
Cool. And if you care to join me, you can.
Oh, actually, I can. I'm not allowed to.
But you want to?
I'm not allowed to, nor... what I want to.
Fair enough.
Excuse me.
Why did you fart? No. Okay.
I'm harassing this woman.
Of course.
To tweet or not to tweet?
Oh.
That is the question. Hey, Jake.
What if you tweeted the tweet?
Fuglies, come on by. Later. Hey, Micah. It's Amir. Your brother did not pick up the phone. I assume he's dead. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but he's probably long gone. If you hear from him, have him call me. Okay? I'm at PGI Fuglies. Bye. Mrs. Hurwitz, Amir, freaking. No, speaking. Both your sons are being coward factories. Have them call me back immediately. Shirley, hi. Amir, from Connecticut Police Department. I have reason to believe that your neighbor, or I know for a fact that all of your neighbors are dead. Oh, and if it's not too much trouble, it is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Hey.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys...
Yep, you grab a wrist.
Dancing and clapping and all that jazz, but...
Usually for parties.
Party of one.
Okay, I guess we could. Just give me a second.
Thanks, doll. Appreciate it.
Yeah, don't call me that.
Okay, didn't, though.
I didn't call you
Mr.
that.
Mr. Hurwitz, hi. Amir Blumenfeld here. Sorry to tell you, but your wife is a tramp and your sons are a coward. Call me back at 1-900. How about you don't?
Ready? Okay.
Happy birthday! Yeah, it's your birthday!
I'm sad.
What's your name? How old are you?
No.
Let's break it down now. My name is Jessica. I'm a Gemini.
My name is Terrence. I'm adopted.
D for effort. That felt forced. Leave the cake and get out of my face. Chloe, you can stay. But only if you want to.
I'm good.
Hey, dude, are you all right?
Scared to join me?
You tweeted you were going to kill yourself in a PGI Fugly's bathroom.
Shame.
Yeah, you are. Will you stop calling my family, okay? Did you tell them it was your birthday?
If you're asking whether or not I got a free cake...
I'm not.
I did.
Sad.
Okay, you know what? Park it right here, brother.
No, I'm not going to sit on your lap.
Can I get you something?
Yeah, he's gonna have the same thing as me, and it's his birthday, so sit on his face.
Oh, good stuff.
That's it.
you just go to cry at the end, huh?
When in doubt, we cry at the end.
Yeah. That's I know we said as much on Patreon, but. Wow. First of all, I have to say that my tweet just went to 50. And
I mean, you signal boosted it to be sure over the finish line. Yeah.
Wow. It feels good. I'm not going to lie. It feels really good.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? That it doesn't feel amazing to
barely
to have
hit 50
viral?
Not viral
be
at all.
The epitome of the comedy game, king of the internet, did it
after
once,
all
why
these
not
years
do it twice. I did it when I'm 25, I did it when I'm 35, you know, like that's my shit. It seems like as I get older the jokes just get better. The Zings.
How insane
zinging,
is it that two of my uncles were in the Lemon Party?
Lemon Party photo.
36 likes.
100.
Until
that.
You retweeted.
That's right. I think that's pretty fucking neat.
Dope,
I really
actually.
Do. I actually think that's meaningful as hell to me. And I want to say thank you to the lovers and the haters, but especially to the likers, to those likers that got me at not one, not two, not three, four, five, six, not seven,
yes,
not eight,
no, we got
nine,
it.
Or 10.
53. Yes.
11.
Yes.
12, 13.
Yeah.
Not 14, 15.
That's quite enough, probably.
21, 24, 25,
you don't have to finish.
29, 30.
You're still far
not 31,
away.
32.
Yeah.
33, 4, 5.
6,
36, 37,
for
38,
sure.
40. Yeah. At this point, I should finish. I count it to 40.
Probably, yeah, because it seems like you're not going to stop
41,
anyway.
42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. And now we are up to not 51, not 52, not 53, not 54, but 50 fucking 5. And the gifts keep on giving for me. 56!
It's got to be a fucking record.
I'm weeping. I can't
even
fathom.
You finally won your
fathom.
First bet of the pod.
Venmo me $56, you piece of shit.
56? I said 50.
Yeah, but for one, we said dollar for every life.
Yeah, you try to get to 50 for 50. I wouldn't give you more, just like I wouldn't expect less. Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. So yeah, there were some Jake and Amir, there were some lonely and horny references in the in that video.
Yes.
I mean, literally, you say lonely and horny, but also you're drinking a Cosmo, which Ruby Jade drinks exclusively in that series.
Correct.
Very cool.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you have your own segment suggestions, please tweet/leave a comment on YouTube.
Yes. Yes.
Or just send us a TikTok of another funny duo whose ideas we can borrow for the moment, really, and then give right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Just using them briefly.
Yeah. And we'll be back, of course, next week.
Hell yeah.
Ciao for now, everybody.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
and why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.